This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And good morning. Sunny, 76 degrees on this Wednesday morning, July 22nd of the year of our Lord, 2026. If you want to be part of the show, really easy to do today. 405-608-4377 is the number you want to dial, 405-608-4377. And we do have a whole bunch we want to get to this morning. The number of cases of infections leading to what is described as explosive diarrhea is on the rise in Oklahoma. What you need to know about the parasite responsible. A Moore police officer finds herself on the wrong side of the law. We'll tell you what she's accused of doing. A brutal attack on a homeless man highlights the problems of violence impacting the homeless. Well, they say the man who represents himself in court has a fool for a client, and a local drug dealer proves that. We'll explain. A former Thunder player is facing felony charges. We'll break down those accusations. Free driving classes for your teen hosted by the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. You can get your kiddos signed up. A number of scams targeting your wallet. We'll focus on one that targets the lonely and our new segment, Grift Busters. Plus, we'll take your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. Whole bunch we got to get to today. But first, your Freedom First News headlines. The number of reported cyclosporiasis cases in Oklahoma has more than doubled in just the past week. State health officials now report 172 cases and 12 hospitalizations. That's up from just 56 cases a week ago. Cyclosporiasis is caused by the parasite Cyclospora, which is commonly linked to contaminated fresh produce that can cause severe diarrhea and other stomach problems. Federal health officials are still trying to figure out exactly what the source of the outbreak is. The FDA recently ruled out a sample of iceberg lettuce after an initial positive test was determined to be a false positive. Nationwide, more than 1,600 cases have been reported, but health officials say the actual number is likely much higher. A Moore police officer who previously appeared on the reality TV series On Patrol Live is now facing embezzlement charges. Investigators say Officer Maria Delgado is accused of taking a duffel bag containing nearly $1,700 worth of Moore Police Department ammunition and then later throwing it into an alley. Court records say Delgado initially denied knowing what happened to the bag, but investigators say text messages placed her at the scene. The department removed Delgado from duty and referred the case to the Cleveland County District Attorney. A brutal attack that claimed the life of a homeless man in Oklahoma City's Asian District is renewing concerns about violence against people living on the streets. Police say 59-year-old Cap Trung Nguyen was sleeping outside a laundromat when he was beaten to death with a cinder block in what investigators believe was an unprovoked attack. 35-year-old James Upshaw has been charged with first-degree murder. Friends describe Nguyen as kind and protective of other homeless people. Advocates say while murders are rare, people without shelter face much greater risk of becoming victims of violence. A man is in custody after a woman was stabbed outside a Little Caesars in Hera last night. Police say the incident began as a domestic dispute between a man and a woman inside a van parked outside the restaurant. Investigators say the argument escalated when the man allegedly cut the woman across the face. The victim ran inside the restaurant where employees called 911 and helped her until paramedics arrived. The suspect fled in a white van but was later located and arrested with the help of neighbors and law enforcement. The woman is expected to recover and the investigation continues. A man who represented himself at trial after being accused of trafficking nearly 19 pounds of fentanyl has been sentenced to 40 years in prison. Levi Mitchell was arrested during a 2024 traffic stop on I-40 in Canadian County after a canine alerted deputies to the drugs in his rental car. During the trial, Mitchell acted as his own attorney and maintained that he had no knowledge of the fentanyl. On Tuesday, he returned to court with a lawyer this time, who argued for a lighter sentence, but the judge upheld the jury's recommendation of 40 years. Mitchell has 10 days to appeal. Former Oklahoma State standout and ex-Oklahoma City Thunder player Desmond Mason is facing new felony charges in Oklahoma. Investigators say the 48-year-old accepted payment from multiple customers for artwork that was never delivered. Mason has been charged with four counts of obtaining money by false pretense and one count of alleging a pattern and criminal offense spanning multiple counties. According to court records, the alleged victims include one person in Tulsa County and three people in Oklahoma County. Police say the investigation centers on payments made for artwork that customers never received. A helicopter being used for aerial spraying crashed on Tuesday afternoon just outside of Ada. Authorities say the Bell 206 was spraying vegetation for OG&E when it apparently struck a power line and went down near County Road 1630. The pilot, who was the only person on board, was injured and then airlifted to OU Health in Oklahoma City. A nearby lineman responding to a power outage found the crash and the injured pilot. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. 76 degrees and sunny at 7:11. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma County officials say it could cost between $3 million and $4 million to replace the aging elevators of the Oklahoma County Jail after repeated breakdowns raised serious safety concerns. The three secure elevators, now more than 35 years old, have failed nearly 60 times in the past year, trapping people inside seven times. Last week, only one elevator remained operational. Jail officials say the failures have delayed emergency responses and created safety risks for inmates and staff. Even if approved, replacement work isn't expected to begin until next year and could take about 5 months per elevator. Construction is moving ahead on the Oklahoma City Thunder's future home, Continental Coliseum. Crews this week began pouring concrete for the arena's substructure, marking another major milestone since groundbreaking back in March. The arena is scheduled to open up for the 2028-2029 NBA season. Workers are also installing underground utilities and electrical systems to support construction. A time capsule containing local artifacts, including a letter from Mayor David Holt and memorabilia from the original convention center, was placed at the site. Once complete, the arena will secure the Thunder's commitment to remaining in Oklahoma City for the next 25 years. A proposed regional commuter rail system could eventually connect Edmond, Oklahoma City, and Norman through a 1 cent sales tax. The One Transit plan calls for a rail line stretching from North Edmond to South Norman with stops near future Thunder Arena and the University of Oklahoma. Officials estimate the project will cost just over $1 billion, with about half the funding expected to come from federal grants. Supporters say the rail line would reduce traffic, improve regional transportation, and spur economic development. If city leaders approve the proposal, voters in all three cities could decide the tax next year. Oklahoma City, meanwhile, is asking for public input on the future of Klassen Boulevard through its new Thrive on Klassen initiative. The city wants ideas from residents, businesses, and visitors on how to make the corridor more walkable, safer, and more inviting. The study covers Klassen from Northwest 10th to Northwest 48th Street, including Midtown, the Asian District, Paseo, and Uptown 23rd. Officials say the first step is an online community survey with more public outreach planned for the coming months. New deportation cases in Oklahoma have surged to record levels this year. According to data from Syracuse University, nearly 7,000 deportation cases have been filed statewide in 2026, including more than 1,600 in June alone, a dramatic increase from 4 years ago. Immigration advocates say the crackdown is creating fear and anxiety for many families of illegal immigrants. In response, the group Voice is hosting community events in Oklahoma City to help residents better understand the immigration system and hear personal stories from immigrants who have navigated the legal process. As federal changes to the SNAP program approach, Oklahoma food banks and advocates are calling for improvements to help families facing food insecurity. The Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma says one in six Oklahomans relies on SNAP benefits and hosted a discussion yesterday with people who have firsthand experience using the program. Advocates say SNAP is a temporary lifeline that helps families get back on their feet and argue there should be no stigma attached to receiving assistance. The discussion comes as Governor Kevin Stitt continues to push for stronger work requirements and tougher anti-fraud measures, while emphasizing that SNAP could provide temporary support but not long-term dependence. Childhood vaccination rates in Oklahoma continue to decline as students prepare to head back to school, raising concerns among health experts about the spread of preventable diseases. Doctors say the drop accelerated after the COVID-19 pandemic and increases the risk of illnesses like measles. To help reverse the trend, the Oklahoma Caring Foundation is sending mobile vaccine vans across the state, providing free immunizations to uninsured children and those on Medicaid. The program vaccinated nearly 6,900 children last year as officials encouraged families to get kids caught up on their shots before classes begin. A new private school model powered almost entirely by artificial intelligence is coming to Oklahoma. Alpha School plans to open campuses in Edmond, Tulsa this fall, where students spend about 2 hours each morning learning core subjects through an AI platform, followed by afternoon workshops focused on life skills and entrepreneurship. The school has no traditional teachers using, quote, guides, instead to supervise students. Tuition starts at $30,000 this year under a promotional discount and will eventually rise to $40,000 every year. Supporters say the model offers personalized learning, while critics question the lack of certified teachers, student privacy, and the heavy reliance on artificial intelligence. Oklahoma City Public Schools, meanwhile, has opened up enrollment for the 2026-2027 school year. Families can now register students in person or at any campus during regular school hours. The district will also offer extended enrollment hours on Thursday from 4:30 till 7 p.m. to help families complete the registration process. School leaders are encouraging parents to enroll as soon as possible so students are ready for the first day of class and schools can prepare for a new academic year. Enrollment information and required documents are available on the district's Back to School website. Oklahoma City will honor the life of M.T. Berry Jr. later on this week. Berry, the city's first black police chief, died on July 17th after a lengthy battle with brain cancer. He was 75 years old. During a distinguished career in public service, Berry also served as assistant city manager and was a charter member of the Oklahoma County Criminal Justice Authority. A visitation will be held on Thursday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., with funeral services scheduled for 11 a.m. Friday. Both services will take place at the Greater Mount Olive Baptist Church in northeast Oklahoma City. With triple-digit temperatures gripping Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Fire Department is taking extra precautions now to protect firefighters responding to emergencies. Fire officials say additional crews are being dispatched to longer incidents so firefighters can rotate out of the heat, while rehab stations provide ice, water, and medical checks. The department says it has also responded to 28 calls this month involving children or pets locked inside of hot vehicles. Firefighters are urging everyone to stay hydrated, wear light clothing, and never leave a child or pet in a locked, parked car, even for just a few minutes. Romance scams are on the rise in Oklahoma. Scammers oftentimes create fake profiles on dating sites or social media, quickly gaining a victim's trust and then invent emergencies to ask for money. Common excuses include medical bills, travel expenses, or financial hardships. In today's brand new segment, Grift Busters on Freedom 96.9, we'll talk about these scams and how you can protect yourself and those that you love. It is 77 degrees and sunny at 7:18. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. On this Wednesday morning, got some construction issues. Watch out for bridge work. I-44 at Southwest 74th. Also eastbound, I-44 at Classen and May and Northwest Expressway. Wilshire to Northwest 122nd on the Kilpatrick.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave.
Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd. And cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heatwave. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce!
It's Spruce, the weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people, pets, and bees. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour, and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play. Spruce, pet friendly, weed deadly. Find wherever weed killers are sold.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand. So shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays on Freedom 96.9 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive into the headlines of the day, give you all the breaking news as it happens, give you some analysis into what's happening, my opinion, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across the great state of Oklahoma 5 days a week.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And a good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Taking a quick check on our weather. Let's just say it's going to be hot and leave it at that. Today we'll see partly sunny skies, high going up to only 97 degrees. We're in the double digits, not triple digits. That's pleasant. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 71. On Thursday, mostly sunny and hot, high of 97 degrees. Then on Friday, much of the same, mix of clouds and sunshine for Friday with a high of 99 degrees. It's 77 degrees at 723. Romance scant.
The new Freedom 96.9.
Hello, how may I help you?
You are a scammer, I swear.
A scheme, fraud, a racket, hustle, flim-flam, a scam, a grift. This is Grift Busters, exposing the scams on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck.
Flim-flam, that's a word that just isn't used enough. You know that? Is flim-flam, is that hyphenated? I think it's hyphenated. Well, romance scams are costing Americans millions of dollars every single year. Scammers create fake profiles on dating apps and social media. They build trust with victims. Then they claim to have an emergency and need money. Tara Harden is with the State Department of Securities, and she's joining us live. We're going to talk about those romance scams in just a minute. But you just wrapped up a little while ago, in cooperation with the FBI and the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, a conference that was hugely successful talking about these types of scams.
That's exactly right. And don't forget the Oklahoma Insurance Department was involved in that. Yes, as well. And we do it every year, every single year. This is our fourth year. We've already got dates set for next year and plans underway. And we had about 250 people with online. It's available online and in person. So it was a great, great conference.
And what's kind of cool about it is it's not just talking about current scams, but it's talking about trends and scams that we can probably expect in the future. They're trying to predict what these scumbags are doing next.
Yes, and you know, we can do that to some degree. We can talk about where the trends are leading us, but just like law enforcement is reactive, sometimes it's hard to know exactly what they're going to pull out of their bag.
Sure. So the one that we're talking about today is the romance scams, and these are particularly nefarious because they target people who are lonely, who are sad.
They do. They do. And but not just people who are lonely and sad. Really, they target anybody because there's an element to them that is romance, yes, but sometimes it's even just under the guise of just friendship. Just, mm-hmm. hey, how are you? You know, maybe a common interest. And they just open conversation. And before you know it, they want your money.
and we've seen these. Anybody who's ever watched Dr. Phil has seen examples of these scams. And oftentimes when we watch it or when we hear about it, we're thinking, well, how stupid are these people to fall for this? But there's a lot more to it than that.
There's a whole lot more to it than that. And really, I like to say when you look at somebody like that and you think, I would never fall for that, that's when you are the most vulnerable, because that's almost a self-insulating response because you think you're smarter than that.
Right.
And so you don't have to be on the lookout for that. And it makes you actually more vulnerable. So beware. If you think you would never be that person, you're the exact one the criminals are looking for.
They're the ones that they're targeting.
Yes.
In fact, at the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, where I work full-time, we've had deputies who've been scammed. We've had family members of deputies who have been scammed.
Yes.
We've had people come into the sheriff's office, people who are doctors. We've had an attorney come in.
Yes.
People who are just way too smart to get scammed, who got scammed.
Yeah, and this has absolutely nothing to do with your education level, nope. with your income level, with your social standing in the world, with your whether you're working or not working. It really has nothing to do with all of those, what we would typically look at as factors in it. But again, those are just self-insulating responses and stereotypes.
Yeah. And the people that do this, this is a multi-billion dollar scam because it works.
Hundreds,
they're good at what they do.
Hundreds of billions of dollars. Yes.
Walk me through it. How do the scams typically work?
So there is always an emotional element to them. Whether that is you've won something and they get you excited, whether that is an element of fear and we're going to come arrest you, whether that is, again, just friendship. Because, you know, when we look at the psychology behind them, every human being on the face of the earth has a need to belong in this world, whether that's to a group, you know, a book club, mm-hmm. whether it's to a Sunday school class, whether it's to motorcycle, you know, yeah. the poker run groups, you know, whatever it is, we have need to belong to similar groups. And so the criminals will use that information and target us as a like-minded person.
And oftentimes with these scams, these guys are smooth.
They are. They're. I mean, if they weren't, you wouldn't do it, right?
Right.
I've never met a victim that said, hey, I knew it was a scammer and I sent him my life savings anyway.
Yep. Yeah. But we hear about it all the time where somebody, generally somebody who's lonely, maybe somebody who's widowed, they will have a world famous superstar reach out to them.
Yes.
A rock star, a country music star, fill in the blank,
yes.
and fall in love with them. And then all of a sudden this multi-billionaire Taylor Swift now needs money from Aaron Brillbeck.
Right, right. Because, you know, Taylor's got, Kelsey's got all her money all tangled up,
right.
and she can't get away from him, and it's all held up in the court system. And so, Aaron, if you'll just send me, you know, a few hundred dollars, I'm going to come see you and I'm going to sweep you off your feet and build you the house of your dreams.
But
never mind that I don't have money for a plane ticket.
But you got to keep this our secret because
yes.
I'm famous.
Yes, yeah. absolutely. Yes, that's another huge red flag if you can't be open and honest.
Yep, because they don't want you telling your family because your family is going to say, guess what, Aaron, you're kind of goofy looking. Taylor Swift really doesn't care about you.
Right.
Tara Harden, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to have Tara on with us every single week for Grift Busters, only on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Radio News. I'm John Summers. The State Department warns Americans to stay alert as tensions between the U.S. and Iran continue to rise. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth's testimony about Iran war funding in the Senate wrapped up Tuesday as he faced pointed questions about the war's timeline and Iran's military capabilities. President Trump directed his administration to allow U.S. airline carriers to fly directly to Lebanon. The BGA and European Golf Tours are expanding their alliance to Asia. Matt Mattinson has this story.
The leagues announced Tuesday an agreement with the Asian Tour to provide playing and commercial opportunities while creating a path for Asian stars to join the circuits.
The Trump administration froze more than $1 billion in Medicaid payments to both California and Minnesota over questionable claims. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. A wreck with an 18-wheeler isn't just a bigger car crash. It's an entirely different animal. Truck drivers are regulated. Trucking companies are regulated. Maintenance logs, driving hours, black boxes, all of it matters. And here's the dirty secret. Those records don't stay available forever. In serious truck cases, evidence can disappear in days if you don't act quickly. Insurance companies for trucking outfits are aggressive, well-funded, and they're trained to shift blame immediately, sometimes before you even leave the hospital. If you're hit by a semi, this is not the time for DIY lawyering. You need someone who knows how to preserve the evidence, analyze federal trucking rules, and hold companies accountable, not just the driver. Because when a corporation puts profits over safety, the law says they need to answer for it.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Authorities are investigating a rollover crash that occurred Tuesday morning in Pottawatomie County, with emergency crews responding near Highway 270 and State Highway 9A, southwest of Earlsboro. Investigators say that one vehicle rolled several times and at least one person was ejected from the vehicle in the process. No names or conditions have currently been released, and the cause of the crash remains under investigation. In Midwest City, firefighters quickly contained a garage fire Monday afternoon at a home near Delray Drive and Main Street. All residents and a family dog were able to make it out safely, with a fire contained to the garage. The home did sustain some smoke damage. No injuries were reported, and two firefighters were treated for dehydration at the scene. While school districts across the Oklahoma City metro are still looking to fill nearly 200 teaching positions before classes begin next month, OKCPS has the largest need with 88 openings. Special education and early childhood positions are reportedly the hardest to fill. OKCPS says they're currently about 96% staffed, with a hiring event planned for Friday. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
It's a good day. I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how does ICS help businesses with their flooring needs?
We provide industrial-grade polyurea coatings for warehouses, retail shops, and offices. They're chemical-resistant, withstand heavy traffic, and keep your space looking professional. We've done everything from auto shops to restaurants with stunning results.
That sounds ideal for high traffic areas. What about minimizing business downtime? That's pretty important.
Yeah, our coatings cure in hours, so we're done in a day. Your business stays operational with minimal interruption, and the floor lasts for years.
It sounds like a smart investment. Any advice for business owners listening right now?
Give us a call, get a free estimate, and we'll tailor a solution that fits your needs and budget.
Upgrade your business with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect partly sunny skies with slightly cooler temperatures compared to recent days, reaching a high of 97. Tonight will bring clear skies with a low of 71. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and very warm with breezy conditions in the afternoon, also reaching 97. By Friday, anticipate a mix of sun and clouds with a breeze picking up, leading to hot temperatures peaking at 99 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Danny, good morning. It's Wednesday, July 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2026. 77 degrees outside already under sunshiny skies at 7:36. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, with this heat wave, the media keeps telling people, check on your elderly neighbors, check on your... I wish they'd cut that out.
Yeah?
I have people lined up in front of my house checking on me.
That's right. You're getting up there, aren't you?
Hey, I didn't hear you, Shunny. Yeah. Hey. Let's check out our Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Well, the number of reported cases of cyclosporiasis in Oklahoma has more than tripled in just 1 week. State health officials now say 172 cases and 12 hospitalizations are in place, up from 56 cases just a week ago. The illness is caused by this parasite, Cyclospora, which is often linked to contaminated fresh fruits and vegetables and can cause severe diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, and fatigue. Federal health officials are still trying to identify the source of the outbreak. The FDA recently ruled out iceberg lettuce after an initial test suggested contamination turned out to be a false positive. Health officials say the nationwide case numbers are also expected to continue climbing. A Moore police officer who once appeared on the television series On Patrol Live is now facing felony embezzlement charges. Investigators say Officer Maria Delgado is accused of taking a department-issued duffel bag containing nearly $1,700 worth of ammunition before throwing it into an alley. Court records say Delgado initially denied knowing what happened to the bag, but investigators later recovered text messages they say placed her at the scene. The Moore Police Department removed Delgado from duty and referred the case to the Cleveland County District Attorney. The brutal killing of a homeless man in Oklahoma City's Asian district is drawing renewed attention to violence against people living on the streets. Police say 59-year-old Cap Trung Nguyen was sleeping outside a laundromat when he was attacked and beaten to death with a cinder block in what investigators believe was an unprovoked assault. 35-year-old James Upshaw has been charged with first-degree murder. Friends describe Nguyen as being a kind man who often looked out for others who are homeless. Advocates say while killings like this are uncommon, homeless individuals are far more likely to become victims of violence than the general public. A man is behind bars after police say he stabbed a woman during a domestic dispute outside a Little Caesars in Hera last night. Investigators say the argument began inside a van parked outside the restaurant before escalating. Police say the suspect cut the woman across the face, prompting her to run inside the business, where employees immediately called 911 and cared for her until paramedics arrived. The suspect fled the scene in a white van, but was later located and arrested with the help of neighbors and law enforcement. The woman is expected to recover as investigators continue working to determine exactly what led to that attack. A man who chose to represent himself during his fentanyl trafficking trial has now been sentenced to 40 years in prison. Levi Mitchell was arrested during a 2024 traffic stop on I-40 in Canadian County after deputies discovered nearly 19 pounds of fentanyl inside his rental vehicle. During the trial, Mitchell questioned witnesses himself and questioned other people while testifying, insisting that he had no knowledge of the drugs. On Tuesday, he returned to court with an attorney who argued for a lighter sentence, but the judge agreed with the jury's recommendation and imposed a 40-year prison term. Mitchell now has 10 days to file an appeal. Former Oklahoma State star and Oklahoma City Thunder player Desmond Mason is now facing felony charges tied to his artwork business. Prosecutors allege the 48-year-old accepted payment from several customers for artwork that was never delivered. Mason has been charged with four counts of obtaining money by false pretense, along with one count alleging a pattern of criminal activity spanning multiple counties. Court records identify four alleged victims, one in Tulsa County and three more in Oklahoma County. Investigators say the case centers on thousands of dollars paid for artwork that customers say they never received. A pilot was injured after an aerial spraying helicopter crashed yesterday afternoon just south of Ada. Authorities say the Bell 206 was working for OG&E, spraying vegetation along power lines when it apparently struck a transmission line and went down near County Road 1630. The pilot, who is the only person on board, was airlifted to OU Health in Oklahoma City with injuries. A lineman responding to a nearby power outage discovered the wreckage and injured pilot. Investigators are now working to determine exactly what caused that crash. Oklahoma County could spend as much as $4 million replacing the aging elevators inside the county jail. Officials say the three secure elevators, all original to the 35-year-old jail, have failed nearly 60 times over the past year and trapped people on seven different occasions. Last week, only one elevator remained operational, raising concerns about inmate safety and staff safety and delaying emergency responses within the facility. Even if county leaders approve funding, officials say work is not expected to begin until next year, with each elevator taking about 5 months to replace. Construction crews have reached another milestone in the Oklahoma City Thunder's future home. Workers this week began pouring concrete for the foundation for Continental Coliseum, the arena that will replace the Paycom Center. The new facility is expected to open up just in time for the 2028-2029 NBA season. Construction crews are also installing underground utilities, while a time capsule filled with local memorabilia has been placed at the site. The new arena secures the Thunder's commitment to remaining in Oklahoma City for the next 25 years. A proposed commuter rail system connecting Edmond, Oklahoma City, and Norman is moving a bit closer to reality. The One Transit proposal would create a rail line stretching from North Edmond to South Norman, including stops near the future Thunder Arena and the University of Oklahoma. The project carries an estimated price tag of just over $1 billion, with roughly half of that expected to come from federal grants. Supporters say the rail line would reduce traffic congestion, improve transportation options, and encourage new economic development. If approved by city leaders, voters in all three cities could decide the proposed 1 cent sales tax next year. Oklahoma City leaders are asking residents to help shape the future of the city's busiest corridors. Through the Thrive on Klassen initiative, officials are gathering ideas on how to improve Klassen Boulevard between Northwest 10th and Northwest 48th Streets. The study includes Midtown, the Asian District, Paseo, and Uptown 23rd. City planners say they're looking at ways to make the corridor safer, more walkable, and more attractive for businesses and visitors while balancing the needs of drivers. Step is an online survey with additional public. New deportation cases in Oklahoma have reached record levels this year. According to Syracuse University, 7,000 new deportation cases have been opened up statewide in 2026, including more than 1,600 in June alone, a dramatic increase compared with just 4 years ago. Immigration advocates say the increase is creating fear and uncertainty for many families of illegal immigrants. In response, the advocacy group Voice is hosting a community event in Oklahoma City to explain the immigration process and to share experiences of immigrants who have navigated the legal system. As changes to the federal SNAP program approach, Oklahoma food banks and anti-hunger advocates are urging lawmakers to protect access to food assistance. The Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma says one in six Oklahomans relies on SNAP benefits and recently hosted a discussion with people who have firsthand experience using the program. Advocates say that SNAP serves as a temporary bridge for families facing financial hardship and argue there should be no stigma attached to receiving help. Governor Kevin Stitt has voiced support for stronger work requirements and increased efforts to prevent fraud while emphasizing that assistance should remain temporary. New state data shows vaccine exemptions among Oklahoma students continue to increase, especially in private schools. Health officials say exemptions for kindergarten students have climbed steadily over the past several years, raising concerns for the spread of preventable diseases. to improve access. The Oklahoma Caring Foundation continues sending its mobile vaccine clinics across the state, providing free immunizations to uninsured children, those on Sooner Care, and Native American families. Since launching the program in 1999, it has vaccinated more than 250,000 Oklahoma children, helping families overcome transportation and scheduling barriers before the new school year begins. A new private school built around artificial intelligence is preparing to open its campuses up in Edmond and Tulsa this fall. Alpha School replaces traditional classroom instruction with an AI learning platform where students spend about 2 hours each morning completing personalized lessons before moving on to afternoon workshops focusing on leadership, entrepreneurship, and life skills. Instead of certified teachers, students are supervised by staff members known as guides. Tuition begins at $30,000 this year before increasing to $40,000 annually. While supporters praise the personalized approach, critics question whether the lack of teachers, student privacy protections, and heavy reliance on artificial intelligence. Oklahoma City Public Schools is encouraging families to register students now for the upcoming school year. Enrollment is open at every district campus during regular business hours, and schools will also offer extended enrollment assistance on Thursday evening from 4:30 until 7 p.m. District leaders say enrolling early helps to ensure that students are ready for the first day of school while giving campuses time to prepare class schedules and staffing. Parents can also find enrollment forms, required documents, and back-to-school information on the district's website. Oklahoma City will celebrate the life and legacy of former police chief M.T. Berry this week. Berry, the city's first black police chief, died after a lengthy battle with brain cancer. He was 75 years old. During his distinguished career of public service, Berry also served as Oklahoma City's assistant city manager and helped to establish the Oklahoma County Criminal Justice Authority. A public visitation is scheduled for Thursday, followed by funeral services on Friday at Greater Mount Olive Baptist Church in northeast Oklahoma City. Berry is remembered as a trailblazer who devoted decades to public service. With triple-digit temperatures continuing across Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Fire Department is taking extra steps to protect firefighters responding to emergencies. Fire officials say additional crews are being sent to major calls so firefighters can rotate out of the heat, while rehab teams monitor vital signs to keep crews hydrated. The department has also responded to nearly 30 incidents this month involving children or pets locked up inside of hot vehicles. Firefighters remind residents that temperatures inside a hot parked car can become deadly within minutes and urge everyone to drink plenty of water and limit time outdoors during the hottest part of the day. Well, if you've got teens, chances are you've got dents in your car. Teaching teens how to drive can be very frustrating at best and pretty expensive at worst. Now the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office is offering free driving lessons taught by the same people who teach cops how to drive. We'll have details on that coming up. It's 77 degrees under sunny skies at 747. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. On this Wednesday morning, got some construction issues. Watch out for bridge work. I-44 at Southwest 74th. Also eastbound, I-44 at Klassen and May and Northwest Expressway. Wilshire to Northwest 122nd on the Kilpatrick.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Hey farmers, are you in the market for a great farm work truck? If you are, come to Northwest Oklahoma's truck store, Stevens Ford in Enid, where you'll find a great selection of the perfect farm work truck. Ford's cab and chassis. Pick one out from our massive inventory and take $6,000 off the MSRP. That's $6,000 right off the top. Do you want to drive America's favorite and best-looking truck, Ford F-150? Check this one out. A 2026 Ford F-150 4x4 Crew Cab XLT. Pick yours out. Take $6,400 off the MSRP. And get this. Both these trucks qualify for 84-month Ford financing with 2.9% interest. If you are truck shopping,
Don't waste your time. Come straight to Northwest Oklahoma's truck store. And remember, Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
Back in rebates applied with approved credit.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can choose the best coverage option for you. Because you know you. Like, you know that hiking isn't for you. Sure, it sounds nice to be in nature while exercising, but that's what a gym and houseplants are for. I mean, you don't even like walking upstairs. So why would you walk up a hill for miles? To what, end up high in the air? Come on, you know you're scared of heights. Only you know you. So get coverage options within your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we know you're no stranger to setting big goals, whether in school, at work, or in life, and you're ready for more. At UMGC, we offer the skills-based education you need to move your career forward. Learn how to apply AI, data science, and other emerging tech, plus gain skills in leadership and critical thinking. You've come far. Succeed again. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start August 12th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Do you know how when you go to church and you hear a good sermon and then the preacher wraps up the sermon and then you have the guy who's supposed to give closing prayer, you get up there and give closing prayer. You don't give your own mini sermon. You don't go up there and give a second sermon that detracts from the pastor's sermon. You go up there, you do what you're supposed to do, and you shut up.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
And welcome back. It's going to be a hot one today. Look for partly sunny skies throughout the day today and a high of 97 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 71. On Thursday, mostly sunny. You got it. Hot, 97 degrees out. Then on Friday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high of 99. Saturday, pretty much the same thing. Lots of sunshine, 101 degrees for a high. On Saturday, it's 77 degrees right now, sunny at 7:52. Well, the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office is offering free driving lessons for teens this week. Did I mention they're free? Master Sergeant Eric Kirby joins us live to talk about the program. Morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, brother.
So the program starts this Friday. It's a one-day program, correct?
Yes, sir. It's a one-day program, but we're going to continue doing this, starting with this one, every 2 months going forward.
Wow.
As long as we keep getting the grant. Yes, we've got the grant all the way up to September of 2027, so starting after this one, every 2 months we're going to be putting on this program for teens.
Now, this isn't just boring classroom stuff, is it?
No. It's not driver's ed. It's not to help you get your learner's permit. It's an advanced teen driving course. Basically, we're taking what they've already learned and showing them how to use it on a track with cones and put them in everyday real-life situations that happen to Oklahoma residents when they're driving on the roads.
And that's important to note. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office has a closed-off track. The track is far away from anything where they can hurt or damage themselves or anybody else. It's a very, very controlled environment, and the people who are teaching this class are the very same people who teach not just sheriff's deputies, but police all over the area how to drive.
Exactly. These are all certified instructors that do this for a living, teaching other police officers how to drive. We're taking these techniques, and we're going to teach these teen drivers how to survive on these roads, how to avoid obstacles, emergency braking, all the stuff that we teach law enforcement. We're going to teach them not at a high pace like we do law enforcement, at a slower speed, and using their own vehicles so they get to see how their vehicles handle on these cone courses and driving through the lollipop and the slalom call. You know, they get to learn and feel how their cars drive, handling these situations. That way, when they get in that situation, they're going to know how to handle it better.
And you're going to take it a step further, too. You're going to teach them the basics of maintaining their car. You're not going to teach them how to rebuild an engine or a transmission or how to become a certified mechanic, but you're going to teach them the very basics of how to make sure the car is operating the way it should be.
Exactly. We're going to take them out first thing in the morning. Of course, you know, we got PowerPoints. Everybody's got death by PowerPoints, but we try to get through that pretty quick And then we get them out and we show them things on their car. We lift the hood up, show them where they can find out the year, the VIN, show them how to check their fluids. We also teach them this is where the tire pressure is on the door and on the tires, and we teach them to check their tires. I mean, it's basic stuff that we all learn, but this is just to get them started. We want to bring them back to, okay, this is what you've learned. Let me show you a little bit more. Let me show you why the ABS system works on the car. This is what it's for. We're teaching them their own cars and how to handle them better.
Master Sergeant Eric Kirby with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office talking about a free service that the Sheriff's Office is offering right now for teenage drivers to make them become better drivers. Kind of walk me through what specifically the different exercises they're going to be doing.
So some of the exercise, you know, a big one even for law enforcement is the backing course. We're going to teach them to use their mirrors, not these screens on their radio or the backup cameras. We're teaching them to go from mirror to mirror and back through the course. At the same time, we're doing evasive braking, as if a situation, you're driving down the road, you come over the top of the hill and there's something in the middle of the road, you have to react quick. So we teach them their actions, like, all right, going left or right, this is what can happen. You got to be prepared for it. At the same time, we're showing them how the ABS works, how it grips as it's slowly going down. And we say, hey, that's the ABS. And at the end, when we get done, we tell them, okay, we're not only showing them the visual, this is where the brakes are, but can you smell the burning from the brakes where it's grinding because you've had to stop so much? Yes, I smell it. Yeah, we're showing them their cars and how to drive the car better to make them safer for them and safer for everybody else on the roads.
Now, this particular track is a pretty cool track in that it tries to simulate the different things that you would see either on the highway or in different neighborhoods. So it's got some hairpin turns. It's got some very, very thin areas. It's got some very, very wide areas. Kind of talk to me a bit about the track.
So our track is set up to do any scenario you can think of. We have inner city driving, driving in the neighborhoods. We have outside highway driving, evading, moving objects in the road. We even have an off-road track for dirt to show them, okay, this is how it feels when your tires, when you're turning on dirt. We have an outside track to give us the more speed to get up. But then we have a big area where we take cones, set up different tracks, just to show them, okay, this is what's going to look like when you have to move out of the way quickly. Or we also teach them three-point parking, parallel parking, all those things that basically they learned in driver's ed. We bring it back up and show them a different way how to react to the situations.
And I know you mentioned this, but I really want to further stress this. This is not a beginner's course. This is not a my kid just got his permit and I want you to teach him how to drive kind of a course.
No, unfortunately, I mean, I know a lot of people want to get their kids in programs. They want to do the driver's ed, and it gets expensive after a while, and you see that word free. Unfortunately, this is for teens that have already been driving, had their license for a minimum of 6 months and been driving that whole time just to get them in and try to give them a refresher and some more advanced stuff on top of it. This ain't your typical driver's ed. This ain't something that you go to get your driver's permit or your learner's permit. You know, this is an advanced class. We're taking the knowledge they've already learned and we're increasing it and giving them more chances to survive.
The unfortunate reality about teenagers is that every single one of them has ADD, and trying to hold their attention for more than the length of a TikTok video is virtually impossible in this day and age. This particular course is designed in such a way that it's not just educational. You also try to make it fun and you try to make it challenging because you're trying to keep their attention. Talk to me a bit about that.
Exactly. When these kids come out, right off the bat, when I talk to them, I tell them how proud I am of them for taking this step to become better drivers. Because a lot of these teens want this. They want to get on these roads and drive. But then you also got the parents that say, hey, how do I get my kids signed up there? And the last couple ones we've done, we get there, first thing in the morning, everybody's nervous. They don't know what to expect. You got all these teenagers out with a bunch of law enforcement instructors. But by the end of the day, these kids are high-fiving each other, talking about how great the course. And actually, I've seen some of the comments where the teens have came back on the post and said, this has actually helped me. It helped me avoid a crash. It helped me avoid. I love this program. You should do it. We're actually having one of our teens from the very first class come back out to this one on Friday to explain to the kids how it helped her since she's taken the class. It's building up communities. It's building up these teens and showing them, hey, as a parent, I got to trust that you know what you're doing when you get out on the road.
Just briefly, because we're running out of time. Tell me how people can sign up, Eric.
If you go to the Oklahoma County Facebook page, we have a post on there. There's a link. Click that link or scan the QR code. Fill out the forms. At the bottom, there's an email for the Oklahoma County Sheriff's team driving course. Email those forms in to me. As soon as I get them.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate you, man.